Hello, everyone. This is Michelle Birdie, and you're listening to The Wordsworth from the Moscow Times. Before I begin today, I have a favor to ask of you. If you enjoy these podcasts, could you take a moment to rate them on iTunes? It will help us alert more Russophiles and language junkies to them. This week, I've written an ode to ooh, the preposition ooh. One of the nerdy things I like to do is to read scholarly papers on Russian grammar. Hey, whatever floats your boat, right? Recently, I plowed through 35 pages on the preposition ooh, which you probably know best as the preposition of possession, used with a genitive case for all you fellow grammar geeks. У меня три кошки. I have three cats. But there is so much more to this trippy little preposition. First of all, ooh indicates proximity to something, which might be expressed in English with the prepositions at, by, nearby, or near. Она сидела у окна и читала книгу. She sat by the window and read a book. Мы договорились встретиться у большой церкви в центре города. We agreed to meet at the big church in the center of town. When proximity is so close it's in your hand, as it were, then у means possession. У меня новое платье. I have a new dress. But in addition to having cats or houses or four ex-husbands, you can have ailments and pains. This is very important to learn. It keeps you from sounding like a just-off-the-boat first-year Russian student. You never, ever say,
Мой зуб болит.
My tooth hurts. You say, У меня зуб болит. Literally something like, I have a tooth that hurts. У меня живот болит. My stomach hurts. У него аппендицит. He has appendicitis. Got it? Go forth and ail grammatically. You use this construction in other ways that imply possession. That is, in cases when you might use the verb have in English. Does your new main squeeze have a nice feature? You bet. У него такие красивые глаза. He's got such beautiful eyes. Does your buddy have a handle on things? У Ивана все под контролем. Иван has everything under control. Was he amazed? Yep. Although in Russian, he sounds more like a contortionist than someone in shock. У Алексея глаза медленно полезли на лоб. Алексей's eyebrows slowly went up. Literally, Алексей had eyes that slowly climbed up his forehead. Yowza. Ooh, with the genitive case, is also used to mean at someone's house. Вечером их можно найти у себя. In the evenings, you can find them at home.
Только 13% выпускников собираются жить у родственников.
Only 13% of graduates plan to live with their relatives. Russian likes a bit of redundancy here.
У себя дома,
which is like saying at home at my place. For example, the kids polled talked about working at home.
Наличие у себя дома работы именно под специальности отметили лишь 4%.
Only 4% noted that the work they did at home was in their specialty. Or this common phrase,
Я была у себя дома весь день.
I was at home all day. Literally, I was at home at my place all day. The preposition у and pronoun in the genitive case can also mean something like at home in the big picture sense, in a country.
Как у вас проводят выборы?
How are elections conducted in your country?
У нас в России,
here in Russia, is a kind of set phrase.
У нас в России низкий уровень жизни.
In Russia, we have low living standards.
У нас в России весело.
It's fun here in Russia. Or у plus the pronoun in the genitive case can mean in our set or with us.
У нас очень талантливые ребята.
We've got some very talented kids. This could mean in our group, in our house, in our neighborhood, in our school, or in our country. Perhaps I'm imagining this, but that у нас has a nice homey feel to it, like you're talking about one big family, even when you're referring to a school of 5,000 or a nation of 140 million. Finally, you use у with three categories of verbs, requesting, taking, or buying and stealing. This is conceptually rather cool. It's as if the language stresses that something belonged to someone else before you asked for it, grabbed it, bought it, or stole it. So, for example, ему не надо будет просить у меня прощения потом. He won't have to ask for my forgiveness later. Or,
я не видел человека, у которого надо было взять документы.
I didn't see the person I was supposed to get the documents from.
На рынке мы всегда покупаем овощи у третьего продавца слева.
At the market, we always buy vegetables from the third vendor on the left.
Что будет делать вор, когда он украдет все у всех?
What is the thief going to do when he's stolen everything from everyone?
У меня украли сумку.
Someone stole my purse.
So the next time someone asks you, как дела?
How are you?
Think about the ubiquitous "oo" and say, ничего. А у вас как?
Not bad.
How's about with you?